But while we're talking about KVI listeners, again, some of the best story ideas, some of the best input I get is from KVI listeners. I have a fellow named Mike. I hope he won't mind me mentioning his last name. I don't think he will. He sent this to me. Mike Archer is his name. And his office is in Seattle. He is a yearbook sales representative. So what we got here is just a hardworking guy. And he wrote a letter to Dow Constantine. Dow Constantine wants to raise people's license tabs. He wants you to pay dramatically higher license tabs than you're paying right now. If you have a $20,000 car, he wants you to pay $300 a year, just for license tabs for local transit and roads. And if you have a $10,000 car, $150. I mean, it's basically $150 per $10,000 of value. So if you have two cars worth $20,000, you're looking at $600 a year. So this guy writes Dow a letter. He says, this is an open letter addressed to you specifically as you're about to embark on yet another campaign to separate me from even more of my hard-earned money. However, you can see by the enclosed list that I have addressed this to officials at all levels, as well as really smart media talk show hosts like John Carlson. Okay, I'm adding that, but never mind. He said, since I just paid for my 2014 license, I thought I would share with you how much I contribute to transportation in this state. My filing fee is $3. The RTA tax, that's for Sound Transit, $39. The Transportation Benefit District fee, that's $20. License fee, $30. Weight-based fee, $20. 75 cents for the license service fee. That's to process the paperwork. $20 to replace my license plate that doesn't need replacing. $4 fee for reflectorization on said plate. And $20 in what is called congestion reduction charge, which really means for Metro bus service. That was the $20 they wouldn't let you vote on. So he goes on to say, of the $156.75, $123 of that goes to roads or transit right now. He said, I am constantly amazed at how government can circumvent the will of the people, in this case, taking a $30 license tab fee and turning it into over $150. And keep in mind, what Dow Constantine wants to do is, on top of that $156, assuming, let's say, that Mike Archer's got a $10,000 car, you charge him another $150. So it would be $306. If he had a $20,000 car, add another $150.
And if you're talking about that kind of money, you're talking about pre-695 days from the 1990s.
Yeah, it's really, as if the $30 really license close. Tab fee never happened.
Yeah, and I could give you a quick update. The last couple of days, we've been trying to contact Executive Constantine to have him come on with you, talk about why he feels that this is the way to go to save Metro transit routes.
He's been a wee bit bashful.
He's not available, apparently, but they are trying to find somebody else who might be able
to
talk about it for the county.
He's busy. He's busy right this very moment. He's busy.
Exactly.
And he's busy all throughout the day.
Yeah. It's very curious.
And night.
Just about every politician
when
we contact
you're the King
to talk
County...
about $15 an hour minimum wage, mm-hmm. we want to talk about the Metro Transit funding, if we want to talk about something else, they're always very busy.
Yes.
Can't talk.
Can you talk about why you're no longer going to report illegal immigrants who are convicted of crimes to immigration authorities?
That's one that
I'd love to, but I'm not available.
Yeah, that's one that we're still going round and round about as well.
Jane Haig, I'm not available. I have a meeting on Monday, which means that I need to get ready for it.
I have a conference on Thursday and Friday.
And so I better get ready for that on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, I love how these people duck. And understand, because I know a thing or two or three about politics and government in this area. Most of these people don't want to come on and converse with me. They'd rather just issue a statement to the general media. Anyway, let me conclude. Mr. Archer says, I also calculated my Washington state gas tax at the current 37.5 cents per gallon. By the way, that's just for the state and local gas tax. Add another $18 for the feds. Cents, rather. He says, as I am a salesman on the road, about 30,000 miles a year, I consume about 1,364 gallons. Boy, this guy does his math. So I pay about $511 in gas taxes. So in all, I pay over $600 in total taxes to support roads and transportation in this state. So basically, this guy is saying, you want to tell me why I'm not doing my part already? And he actually lays out the way a smart, observant private sector employee with a lot of years in just practical problem solving would. He makes seven suggestions, all of which are very sensible, but all of which would meet instant resistance in government. Simply because having government operate efficiently is going to encroach on some people's turf and rub other people the wrong way and require fewer employees in this or that office or agency and getting union costs under control. And now you've got the union on the phone complaining. But you don't think you're, you know, when government says they need to raise taxes, what they're really saying is that you're not doing your part. As Mr. Archer here pointed out, by detailing every charge that he pays, both in gasoline taxes and in license tab fees. And by the way, Mr. Archer, you left off sales taxes. You pay almost 2 cents. 2 cents of every sales tax charge goes to bus and transit as well.